A good year for pumpkins. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, more farmers have been putting in more corn acres in the last few years, and this season in many areas of the country, they've had an almost perfect growing season. Can the same be said of pumpkin farmers? Gary Crawford tells us more.
It's a pretty small sector of U.S. agriculture, but it's growing.
It seems like every year we have more and more people jumping into the pumpkin business, and there seems to be a lot of interest with consumers.
Purdue University Extension plant pathologist Dan Eagle, he's been following the pumpkin industry in his state of Indiana, as well as in neighboring big pumpkin producing states, and he's right, even for the entire U.S. Back in 2011, the U.S. had about 51,000 acres devoted to pumpkins, returning a value of about $137 million. Jumped to last year, pumpkin acreage up to 54,000, bringing in about $150 million. Of course, we had the big drought in 2012, a lot of problems for growers. 2012, too dry. Last year, a little too wet. And in the language of Goldilocks, has this year been just right?
I suppose you couldn't go all the way and say that 2014 was a Goldilocks year, but it was pretty good in terms of getting enough water at the right times without too much.
And production in the major pumpkin states has been very good. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And it has, for the most part, been a good growing season in Tennessee for pumpkins. Kenneth Wright of Obion County raises some 32 varieties of pumpkins and gourds.
It was a very exceptional crop with the amount of rainfall that we had. Of course, we irrigate, but we had to use less of that this year than we have in the years past because it was just such a really great year for just about everything that we grew.
And now's the time to visit that pumpkin patch, and they're located all across Tennessee. Won't have trouble finding one, and you can go to the Pick Tennessee Products website to find a farm near you, and there are still plenty of pumpkins available at your local farmers markets. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.